I'm Eitan Shander with Awesomeo. We have three plays on this juicy Wednesday night slate for Jock Market, where DFS has turned into the stock market. But make sure that you use our promo code first before we get into anything. Awesomeo, AWESEMO, and we'll match your first deposit up to $50. All right, three plays, two in the same game. A lot of high totals tonight. Make sure you're checking Odd Shopper, of course, as you are pairing everything with what we're doing here on Jock Market. We're also using our Awesomeo's free Jock Market projections here combined with their fair IPO price. Joel Embiid is where we'll start. We'll hit LaMelo Ball up as well. But really here with Embiid, he has been on an absolute tear. You do have a couple of guys on this slate that I think people will get to as a pivot away from Embiid here. If it's LeBron, Luka, even Trae Young, we see what happens with Sabonis in that matchup. But the fair IPO value is still not the highest on this slate, which, okay, I'm willing to jump in. I can get Joel Embiid right now close to $2.50 to nearly $3 cheaper on a fair IPO price than LeBron. And he's not that much more than both Luka and Trae Young. So looking at it around $13.80, $13.90, I want to get to a guy who is on an absolute tear right now. It's like he's been told that he can't win the MVP and he's out there just spiting the NBA right now. The streak of 30 plus games, Sixers looking to win their eighth straight in a row. There is very little that Charlotte's going to be able to do up front to slow him down, much like there's very little most teams in the NBA can do to slow Embiid down. Love the pacing of this game as well. Expect him to take a little more shots, especially if the backcourt is banged up. We know they didn't have Seth Curry or Tyrese Maxey. Curry out with the ankle, Maxey out with COVID. So we'll start with Embiid to target there. And as I mentioned, assuming, keep an eye all day on what's going on with COVID because things change rapidly, but Seth Curry's still out. Tyrese Maxey's still out. We have to target Ball here. Again, we love the pacing of this game. Think this definitely goes over that low 220 total that we've seen on most books. And a lot of it has to do with the Charlotte backcourt, I think, fueling a lot of scoring. And look, there's going to be a great opportunity here for Ball to get that pathway, get back to what we just saw, low to mid-20s. Should be the floor here with very little defensive resistance. Matisse Thybulle is not going to be shadowing Ball the entire game. There are a couple of other guys on Charlotte that the Sixers are going to be focusing on as well. They just don't have any depth really at the point guard spot. Furkan Korkmaz running the point is not doing anything to slow Ball down in this game. So we get him at a really good rate, 8.9 or so. And I think that's a great place to target him. I'll get in on shares ahead of time. And as we always say on Jock Market, the game never stops once the ball goes up in the air. Nothing is locked here. So I may look to see if Charlotte is down early and get even more shares, buy even more shares of Ball at a lower rate and watch them both cash once the pacing just continues and Charlotte comes back in this game, which they will. If it's the opposite and the Sixers go down early, then you know to pound on Joel Embiid. We also, and again, you have to take advantage of COVID situations when you see it. San Antonio, keep an eye on this thing, but San Antonio still missing four key players due to COVID. Thaddeus Young, the fifth, exited protocols earlier in the day, but still the Spurs are down heavy. Christian Wood is a great option right now that you can target at a similar good price to Ball, but with an expectation, if you look at a spare IPO, of really around Jaylen Brown, Kyle Lowry, even Vucevic, who comes off a big game that should regress a little bit from a scoring standpoint. Wood is going to have so much opportunity. The pacing in this game and also just the volume of shots against a bunch of backups. Really, there's not going to be much resistance here in this game for Houston. And we know how fast they like to play. Look, even if the Spurs blow the Rockets out of the building, Houston's going to put up $110, $120. We want to get in on Wood right now because I think he might slip through the cracks with this game, especially if people aren't paying attention to this one so much as a couple of other super high totals on the boards. So that Lakers game, that Nets game, we want to target this Rockets-Spurs game with Christian Wood. All right, one more time. It's Embiid, Ball, and Wood. Those are your three plays for Jock Market on this Wednesday. Make sure you take advantage of our promo code AWESOMO and we'll match your first deposit up to $50. I'm Eitan Shander. Have a great night.